Good morning, divine masculines and divine feminines. This is your girl, Miss Keita Love Tea, here this morning to spill some love. I haven't been on in some time. I've been busy writing a book and trying to make sure that I stay focused and going to Harrisburg and finding out about the school reforms and, you know, trying to make a difference in the lives of others and trying to help to get the information out concerning our schools, our children, and their education. So this morning, as I'm sitting here, today's date is 10/22. So that is October the 22nd. And as I'm sitting here and I'm doing my morning meditation and I'm sitting in my room and I'm about to begin. I mean, I was up since 6 o'clock this morning. But I'm sitting here and I'm in morning meditation. I'm sorry, today is October the 23rd. Sorry. And I don't know about you, but I start my day off every morning with meditation and prayer. And I think that that is the first and foremost, I think that is first and foremost the beginning of any day. To start your day with meditation and prayer and getting connected with the divine or God or Allah or whatever you call, you know, divine. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the seasons in life, and I'm thinking about the cycles in life. I'm thinking about changes in life. I'm thinking about how nothing stays the same. And I just wanted to stop past to say to all of my listeners, if you're going through a change in your life and sometimes it seems like you're stuck, this is the major time to start meditating and to getting connected with divine. Without divine's guidance, without divine's leading, you won't know which way to go. But if you're in a crossroads, you're in a decisive way of thinking, that is the primary time to start connecting with your higher self. And so, you know, as cycles end, there is new beginnings. And so if a cycle is trying to end in your life, it is because there's time. It is now time for a new beginning. But before you can reach the new beginning, you have to change old cycles, old ways of thinking, old ways of your beliefs systems, old ways of your actions. Nobody can make these changes for you. They must be made on a conscious level, and then they must be put into action. It's not enough that you could say to yourself that you want your life to change and you don't make the necessary moves to activate the change. So I'm going to say that one more time. In order for you to see the change, you have to activate the change by making the moves towards the goal, towards what it is that you want to see change in your life. Sometimes we could stay stuck in the prisons of our own mind because we are afraid to make the necessary moves and the necessary change because of fear of either failing or fear of what people might think or what they may say. But as we get closer to the different endings in our lives, and it's going to require us to change. Either way, we're still going to have to connect with the divine. How many of you know that without God, you can do nothing? If he woke you up in the morning, because don't forget, an alarm clock do not wake you up. There's a lot of folk that didn't wake up in their alarm clock did go off. So it's not the alarm clock that wakes you off. It is divine timing. See, we all live within time. There's a beginning and there's an ending. And in between, it's time. Why do we sit around and waste precious time. It's because of the fear of moving forward, the fear of what, of failing, or of what people may think or say. So now it's time to end the cycles that keep you in the form of bondage to your fear. It's time to allow your faith to be activated. But how do your faith become activated? By getting in tune and contact within and getting divine guidance. We are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. And before we can understand who we are, we must connect with the one who is the giver of life. So I ask you this question today. What is it that you're trying to do? What is the changes that you need to make in your life? What are the goals that you're trying to accomplish in life? And what are the moves that you are making to accomplish these things? No one can do them for you. And we have to get out of the excuse making, because a lot of us, we make excuses as to why we're not making these necessary moves. We get caught up in cycles that do not serve a purpose in our lives, and we become entrapped by the fear of failure. When we change the way we think, when we meditate and get connected with divine, his words is never, "I can't." It is, "You can." His words will never speak words of doubt or defeat. His words is always victorious. His words is always, "You can do it," because we are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. So I just wanted to stop by this morning just to give you a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of motivation. No one can stop you from prospering. No one can stop you from positive change but you. You have to learn how to get out of your own way. You have to stop allowing your ego to speak negative thoughts. You have to stop allowing people to tell you that you cannot do this or that is not for you. You can make the necessary change one day at a time. You just got to stop doing the same thing that is keeping you in the same prison in your mind. Things can change for you. Things will change for you. But you got to become the change that you want to see. If you're tired of being depressed and you're tired of being stressed, it is because that is an indicator you're not changing for the better. You're not making the necessary moves to become the change that you desire. Guess what, y'all? The same routine will not get you a different outcome. But when you change the routine, you will see that the doors will fling open. You will see that the light will shine in the dark areas of your life. But you got to be able to want to make the change in the cycles that don't mean you any good, in the cycles in your mind. If you know that you are falling short in areas of your life, that is an indicator that you must change. If, let's for an example, if you have not finished school, let's use that for an example. If you have not finished school and that makes you feel inadequate within yourself, it makes you feel like a failure. Tomorrow is not promised. Get up today. Call certain places that you know that have GED classes or classes that can help you open up and expand your mind. You will see that once you come out of that mindset, you will become freer and you will make the necessary changes to become the change you want to see. So today, this is Miss Keita Love T, just stop and pass through the airwaves to tell you, to encourage you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to become the change that you want to see. Nobody can do it for you. Breathe in the fresh air. Get up early in the morning. Acclimate your mind. Meditate. Cultivate. Levitate. Vibrate. Okay? I can be reached if you would like to have me to contact you. I can be reached at MARKI_ROSS@yahoo.com. If you wish to have a personal, not reading, but a personal consultation, you can always contact me at that email address. I can be found on YouTube under Miss Keita. Just type in Miss Keita, Miss Keita Love Tea, and also subscribe to my page. Give me a thumbs up. Hit that bell button below and leave me a comment and let me know that you heard me on today. This is my podcast on Anchor. You can also find me on Spotify and all the other leading podcasts that's connected with Anchor. Also, you can follow me on Instagram under Markita_Ross, Miss Keita Love Tea, and I also can be found on Facebook under Miss Keita Love. Just go like my page and stay encouraged, stay inspired, and remember, no mess, no message. Before we can have a message, we have to come through the mess. So there is no condemnation in those of you who have learned to love God and to love yourself. Okay? So remember, no mess, no message, and it's time to live, laugh, and love. And I will see you in the next go round. Peace and blessings. Good afternoon, Divine Masculines and Divine Feminines. Welcome to Miss Keita Love Tea. And in this segment, I'm going to talk about forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Do anybody really know what forgiveness is? Now, I'm not speaking about saying that you forgave or that you have forgiven someone. No, I'm talking about the actual action of forgiveness. So I want to take this moment to read the definition of forgiveness, because a lot of people still may not understand what that really is. So as I'm reading it from the dictionary, this is how it goes. Forgiveness: the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. Okay, so when you forgive someone of their errors or trespasses against you or whatever they may have done to cause you some pain, we know that that is a conscious decision to act. Okay, and because it is a conscious decision to act, it's all about releasing the feelings of resentment or having some type of ill will feeling that you want to see revenge, or you want to see them hurt just as much as they, or, you know, just as much as they have seemed to have hurt you, okay, or harmed you. So forgiveness does not mean that you forget, and it does not mean that you condone or excuse the affliction of pain that was, you know, transferred to you, but it simply means that you release ill will feelings or any revenge or wanting to see someone suffer. You release it to the universe. You release it to God. And in turn, you allow Him to restore, to heal that part of you. Okay. So then that way, you can also come to a place where you have compassion, because we all have done some things in our lives to even hurt someone else. So in order for us to also receive forgiveness, we must forgive. And that is an action. That is something that we must do on the inside. It is an internal release. It is an internal action for us to receive healing within ourselves. And again, it does not mean that you forget. It just means that you release that person. Because let me share something with you guys. I can share my own story. Me and my husband, we went through so much in our relationship. And you know, even from saying things to hurt one another's feelings, from actions of infidelity and cheating. And these types of actions cause another person to feel hurt. And it causes so much excruciating pain on the inside that we don't see that we too can inflict pain even back on the individual just by not forgiving them alone. So let me go back to this story. Before my husband passed away, we had went through a separation, and now I no longer wanted to be in the relationship. It didn't mean that I didn't love him, because deep down inside there was still love. It just means that there was so much toxicity within the relationship that I had to do what was best for me to do. And that was to release him and release the ill will feelings, because the longer we stayed in the relationship, the worse it got. So prior to him dying, I had drawn up the divorce papers, and he decided that he didn't want to give me the divorce. You know, he wanted to hold on to me, which was another form of control, which would make me angry even more. Although we were not physically together, he still had a hold on me because I was not able to release that forgiveness, that love. Okay. So as we were coming down to the end of the relationship, he decided that he didn't want to give me the divorce. And I mean, he was being very, very mean to me. You know, when I asked him for the divorce, he would say, "I'm not giving nothing. You could go ahead about your business. I'm going to have your pension." And I mean, he would say some very painful things to me. And one day I had to go within myself, because I found that I started having thoughts that were not good will towards him. You know, I wanted him to suffer as much as he was, you know, wanting to see me suffer. You know, he didn't want to let me go. He just kept having these types of control issues over me. Although we were not physically together, he still had a hold on me. So one day I began to just inquire and ask God to help me, because I don't know what to do, and I don't like walking around feeling so hurt and so bound and so having so much resentment and ill will feelings towards somebody that I once loved at one time. So Divine stepped in, and he began to help me to see. In order for me to forgive my husband, I had to forgive myself. Now, what did I have to forgive within myself? Well, it starts from taking responsibility for the part that you play in the situation. It was taking responsibility of the parts that you allowed for this person to do what they were doing to you. Because we all play a part in a relationship. So before I can forgive him, I had to forgive myself. And as I began to forgive myself and ask God to forgive me for the thoughts, for the ill will feelings, for all of the negative things, you know, that I wanted to see happen I had to ask God to cleanse me from that and to help me. And once I did that, y'all, I released. And again, that's an action. I released that into the atmosphere and gave it to divine. And I allowed him to give the healing that was necessary on the internal part of me, which is my heart. And he began to soften my heart. Okay, listen, y'all. I know it's not easy and everything is a process, but you gotta give it over to divine so he can heal you, so he can show you what to do, because it's an action. So in a conscious way, I had to say, God, I can no longer hold on to these resentments because it's making me sick and it's not helping me. It's not helping me heal because it brought on depression. It brought on all kinds of negative emotions that I know deep down within me that is not me. I'm a loving individual. I'm somebody that want to see people, you know, live life to the fullest. So I had to release it and give it to God and say, now I need healing. Lord, please forgive me because of the thoughts that I was having towards him. And although he was doing that towards me, it is not my right. You know, it's God who does that. Vengeance is his. He will repay. And sometimes what we think is vengeance is not his way, because he's a loving God. The same God that loves me loves him, loves the person. Okay, that even inflicted the pain. Because remember, we're imperfect people. So we gotta stop expecting a person to be perfect, because we are all imperfect people. We all fall short. We all have flaws. We have shortcomings. The only one that's perfect is divine. The only one that can give us what we need far as internally is God, because he made us in his image. And if his image is love, love is what will heal the inner wounds. Okay. So when you think about forgiveness, you got to stop thinking about it as it's pardoning somebody, or it's condoning what they done, or it's excusing what they have done. Forgiveness is an inner work. So let me go back to what I was saying. I realized that I was healed when my husband, before he passed away, okay, he called me one day, although prior to me asking him to sign divorce papers, he didn't want to give me the divorce. However, he needed me again during his time of going through what he was going through before he passed away. So when he called on me to be there for him, now I had to go into action. Okay. Now I don't really want to get into details about how, you know, he died and all of that, but I just want you to know that prior to his death, he needed me again, and I had to now present the papers to him because he was no longer able to walk. And so now that he was no longer able to walk, now he needed me to help in his affairs. Now, that is an act, y'all, because I could have held on to the unforgiveness and decided that I'm done with him. I'm not going to be there for him. You know, he had his time, he had his moment or whatever. But the vine stepped in and said, action. This is how you're going to be healed. This is how you're going to release him over to me. And this is how you're going to experience that inner healing that only I can do. I went up to the hospital and I took those papers with me. And when I entered to the room, I said to my ex-husband, I said, listen, I'm here for you as I've always been. And I've never stopped loving you. We just can't take this relationship to the next level anymore. It's over, it's done, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It just means that I'm not in love with you anymore. And I've asked you on numerous occasions to sign this paper. Now, if you don't sign this paper this time, this will be the last time you see me. And with tears in his eyes, he signed the divorce papers. Because again, divine was working in this dynamic, and it was also allowing me to do an act, okay, to release the forgiveness, and to also allow the forgiveness for me to happen, and for God to be able to step in and do what he needs to do for his son, which is my ex-husband. With tears in his eyes, I could not, I can't explain it, but I could not allow my emotions to get in there. But he signed the papers, and in turn, I was able to still show love to him. I was able to pay certain things, far as, you know, him being in a hospital. And I also showed him that anytime he needed me, you know, if I was available, I would be there. Now, of course, I had to create the boundary now, because the relationship dynamic has changed. But that did not change that the love that God gave me, I had to give to my ex-husband. So I hope that you guys understand that forgiveness is an action word. It is not talking about it. It's about being about it. It's about allowing yourself to release that toxic way of thinking of wanting to see somebody hurt as if they, you know, the way they hurt you. You can't experience this true forgiveness, this true healing, unless you release it. So I don't know who I'm talking to today. And if you've been struggling with unforgiveness, now is the time to release it. Now is time to give it to divine. Now is time for you to forgive yourself. Now is time for you to be accountable for the part you played in the situation. Now is time for you not to place the blame game. Now is time for you to stand in your power. And now is time for you to release the toxicity that has been between you and the individual, because no one is perfect. No one. So we got to get to. Now it's time to stand in your power. Now it's time to stop pointing the finger. It is time for healing, y'all. It is time to allow God to heal your inner wounds. We are lovable people. But when we don't release, we hold on to negative emotions. We hold on to negative thoughts. We hold on to things that no longer serve us where we're going in life. If you want to stay on this journey of love, you got to release it. Give it to divine. Let him have it. Release it today. Are you ready? Let's do this. This is Miss Keita Love T, and I pray that you got something out of what I was talking about. And I pray that you understand that forgiveness is an action. It is about releasing. It is about healing. It is about receiving. You can't do it by yourself. Forgiveness is not just lip service. Oh, I forgive them, but this. No, there is no buts. You either forgave or you haven't. But forgiveness starts with you first. Allow God to do it. Are you ready? It's time to get on that journey. It's time for you to walk in the path of love. Are you ready? Let's do this. Remember, no mess, no mess. No mess, no mess, no message. Excuse me. And remember to live, laugh, and love. That is your divine essence. We are created in God's image, and he is love. So let's walk this journey in love. Are you ready? All right. So this is Miss Keita Love T signing off, where I spill the tea of love, and where I encourage and I uplift and I motivate and I inspire for true healing, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Let's go on this journey together. And let's work on forgiving not just others, but ourselves. Until the next time, you can also follow me on Instagram. And you can also follow me on YouTube. Subscribe to my page. Leave me a comment. Let me know. It's under Mosquito Love Tea. You can follow me also on Facebook under Mosquito Love. You know, hit that like button. Hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. And also follow me on Instagram under Markita_Ross, aka Mosquito Love Tea. And until the next time, I look forward to spilling some love tea. Enjoy your day. Much love.